Today in the first book of the Bible, Noah reminds us that after the storms of life, there is a promise. Let's head in your Bible to the book of Genesis to see how God can make beauty out of brokenness. So for weeks, the skies have been cloudy and gray. Rain pounds and pours and is a constant day after day after day. For Noah and his family, the storm feels endless. They trusted God. They built an ark, gathered the animals, but 40 days and 40 nights of rain? Oh man, you gotta be kidding me. That's a long time to wait. Then one day the rain stops. Imagine the silence. No rain, no thunder, no bouncing of the boat, just peace. Slowly the ground begins to dry. The door of the ark opens. Noah and his family step out on the solid ground. They look up, take a breath, and they see a beautiful rainbow stretching across the sky from one side of the sky to the other. Genesis chapter 9, verse 16, God makes a beautiful promise. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth. So like Noah and his family, are you walking through storms right now? Maybe a tough day at school or a problem with a friend. Maybe things feel tense at home. When the storms seem to shout, the rainbow whispers the beauty of God's promise. You see, the rainbow is more than just colors stretched across the sky. Through the rainbow, God says to you, I make beauty out of brokenness. So here's the good news. The Bible tells an even bigger story. Just like Noah's family was safe inside the ark during the storm, God later sent someone who could rescue people from a different kind of storm, the storm of sin and brokenness in our hearts. And that somebody is Jesus. So just like Noah entered the ark to be saved from the storm, Jesus invites us to trust him and be saved from our sin. When Jesus came to earth, he showed us what God is like. And when he died on the cross and rose again, Jesus made a way for anyone, anywhere to be forgiven and have a relationship. So when you see a rainbow, you can remember two promises. The rainbow reminds us that God keeps his promise to the world, and Jesus shows us the greatest promise of all, that God loves us and wants to know him forever. So remember that the God who painted the rainbow after the flood is the same God who promises to carry you through your storms each minute, each hour, and each moment of every day.